It ain't over till it's over. Instead of world affairs, let's talk about the body's affairs. If you're following Christ, the real Christ, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? Jeremiah 8:9. And I thought we'd reached the limits of ludicrousness before. It seems that the fever of dismay has risen quite a few more degrees, which openly demonstrates the power of the Lord's delusion sent upon the earth in the so-called church. And as the saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And as the scriptures go, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. And as I speak, I am still of the same opinion when I contemplate Ecclesiastes 8:17. Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun, because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, further, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. And it sure as heck isn't to be found these days either. Many of us would like it to be over, wouldn't we? But it's not. We continue. I hope we're continuing steadfastly in our faith. Because a new paradigm is chaos. It's a mad stampede to damnation. The watchman warned of this. They're gone from the walls because the legions of the dead and dying are pouring over and through the walls now. And we don't perceive this. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mark 8:36. Would the words of your professed personal Lord and Savior bear even one iota of reason upon your conscience as you go to and fro so quickly, scarfing up your survival supplies? The increase of knowledge prophesied by Daniel of these last times has absolutely everything to do with the knowledge of this world and the present madness which has descended upon the earth. God is not anointing anyone with much of his knowledge these days except for his called out ones. They are quiet, standing, praying, waiting, trusting God. They're hiding in plain sight. The knowledge of God transcends the mortal mania we so diligently strive to make sense of. This prophecy of Daniel is meant as a curse, not a blessing. Don't you hear it everywhere? Don't you run with the herd sometimes? Don't you do the things the world does sometimes? If your refuge is the true God, then I am sure you are settled in your spirit with a quietness and confidence in your relationship with Him. Ask yourself this. Are you seeking after the knowledge of the world to save yourselves from the world? Well, then, if the answer is yes in any fashion, you look to vanity as your help, and the gifts of God you say you have received, they wither and fall away like dry autumn leaves. Examine yourselves while it's still day. Humble yourselves and repent. Return to your first love and let him do the driving. Yes, indeed. And I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Jeremiah 24:7. That happens to happen in the body of Christ. The many upon the wide road extol the virtues of the God of salvation, yet they exhibit absolutely no resemblance to the one who set the example for them to follow. Do we follow Christ in his humility and long-suffering, trust in his God, unconditional love of his God, disregard for the world's ways and allures? Do we bathe in the troubles and threats and plagues upon us like pigs in a wallow, seeking to justify our preparations for some perceived threat to our existence? That's surrender. Well, I say, damn your preparations. You are dust before the mighty God. Prepare your souls, which could be required of you long before you're nuked or poisoned or shot, robbed, or otherwise thwarted by any one of a hundred horrific scenarios that can materialize in an instant. You can't plan for them all. You can't even plan for one. You have no idea what civil disorder looks like, let alone war. Man's defenses, real or psychological, are monuments to his stupidity. Your defenses are an affront to God if you truly believe him and belong to him. I'd repent of this. I firmly believe that good fences make good neighbors, but beyond that, I believe that prepping is nothing more than a religion to most. And guess what? Fear is at its heart. Yeah, fear. The fearful shall lose their souls. Simple. You don't need chapter and verse on that. I have heard more than is humanly possible to absorb about the government and all the myriad threats they represent. Your God is causing all this. Has his foreordination and path-laying paled somehow? And let's not forget our learned teachers and preachers and prophets. Well, how can we? Today there are no so-called men of God that exude any credibility. They have become swine casting pearls to other swine, wrapped up in the troubles of the world and the reports on politics and, you know, and the economy. And the deceived rabble of organized religious Christians have had their ears scratched so much that they don't even see the blood issuing from the sides of their soundly deluded heads. There are no watchmen on the walls. The warnings have gone out. No real prophets, no real teachers either. Isn't that obvious? They stumble over their words, they butcher the doctrine of Christ and resemble dogs chasing their tails, never learning the truth, teaching the truth, or coming to a knowledge of it themselves. The devils know the word better than anyone. They respect it. They believe it and God's Christ. And as the apostle said, they tremble. Do you? After all this time, after all these decades and these last couple of years out here in the wind, I still see and hear pious, self-righteous wretches wherever I go. And you don't? Or don't you care to admit it? If you're in the body of Christ, you better clean yourselves up. I say give evil no quarter in your lives, especially the evil of the knowledge of this world. The wolves are everywhere now. Angels of light teach, preach, and prophesy. This is what we've come to. This is what's been prophesied. The saints do know that. The Spirit of God teaches, and we yet turn to the babblings of media. Of course, I use this medium as well, but I wouldn't sit on or otherwise with any of these deceived do-gooders who never seem to land on any semblance of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Everything is peppered with the world and the news, et al. And I say, why, oh, why do we so diligently seek out evil? Our only refuge and sanity is in the God and Father of Jesus Christ. But conspiracies and deceits are still our forte. Weird science and diabolical machinations are what sustain us. It feeds our fear. That's all. To the fools, this knowledge somehow proves the existence of God to them. Doesn't it? Any time for the one-on-one with God far from the noise of the world? Not hardly. And just what were you called to? The next meeting of the prophecy club? Write the next check to some wolf? The church is a shambles. Judgment has been done upon it. Now judgment spreads through the land. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. 1 Peter 4:7. Oh yeah, and don't forget to prep and fuss and obsess and fear. If you are truly called out by God, then fear of God, especially of his love, comes upon you when you realize what he's done for you, what he's taken you out of, and also by no measure of anything you could do. Thence comes real humility. Straight is the gate, and few find it, let alone life at the end. Many shall strive to enter in, and shall not be able. Luke 13:24. This was a prophecy. We see and hear the many today talking about being saved. I hear endure until the end. Yeah. Christians are an unstoppable tide, and they do nothing. And speaking of plagues, if I may, I'd confidently say that strong delusion or judgment upon the church first was the very first of the plagues destined to be visited upon the world in these times. Starts in the spirit. There's going to be plenty more, and there are many plagues among us now that are for real. But the soul-killing plagues, they've already begun and passed through the church. And there's not much of falling away to speak of either. All I see is a vast writhing sea of fast-talking, self-righteous corpses and their followers littering the Broadway. Lots of room for destruction on the Broadway. We've heard that too many times. You just heard it again. And that sight there doesn't make me at all happy. You know, it scares me. I don't take any pleasure in seeing destruction on any level of the principalities. But, as Paul told Timothy in his second letter to him, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Worse and worse, and is there any change for the better? Nope. We worship and extol God with our lips, and flapping hypocritical tongues in our hearts are very far from him. Yes, sirree. I also will choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them. Sound familiar? Because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not. Isaiah 66:4. Well, that was for Isaiah and those guys. Yeah, sure. Anything you need to cover your behinds, you know. It's going to be a sorry day when multitudes stand in front of Christ professing him, and he says, I never knew you. Sorry day. So, behold, yes, indeed, these are the last days with the birth pangs plus. A near-planetary diaspora / invasion of cultures has begun. We got wars everywhere. There's no room for the rumors. They're coming out the sides, you know. We have knowledge imparted to us by experts regarding a non-biblical NWO. And there's our pimply, wet behind the ears and elsewhere experts proving to us that the earth is flat. Well, sorry, Isaiah, you must have been tripping when you described the circle of the earth to us. My walk as Christ is so much more secure, knowing about aliens and Nephilim and black-eyed children. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Praise Jesus. Ah, and the merchandising? Yes, sir. And Christians sponsored snake oil and magical cures for even earwax and soothing tones from the Bible to calm you down. Yeah, Jesus, the lilies of the field never had it so good. And hurry, hurry. Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you, Jesus, for making your servants so rich and humble at the same time. Yes, we can have our cake and eat it too, can't we, Lord? And let's surely soil our drawers over the utter devastation caused by two destroyed nuclear reactors in Japan and a dump burning in St. Louis. Accounting of the extent to which the Pacific sea life has been affected, together with the ongoing devastation to the life in the Gulf of Mexico, it brings us up to roughly one-third of the life in the sea being dead or dying. Sounds like part of Revelation 8:9, but of course, you know, they're not going to tell you that. They don't want you to panic, you know. Go out and eat the fish. No thanks. I won't say for sure, but the angel with the power over the earth and sea is certainly doing something out there, isn't he? And we think we can change anything. Our humanity, our fallen nature has brought destruction and plagues upon our heads. That's God's business too, friends. He ordained it. Is he not sovereign? Has he not spoken it? Have the words left his mouth never to return to him? Duh. So, thank you, Jesus. We have the remedy. We'll wrap ourselves up in plastic and duct tape and praise your name as the rest of the planet is radiated by the out-of-control power of the sun, which burns and scorches men's and women's flesh. And don't forget the kids. Yeah, good plan. Let me tell you something, my own observations. I've been on this planet long enough to, have some sane observations about what I see. Well, I say mankind is a race of mindless, self-absorbed pigs, self-destructive, and inherently insane. Do any of you really worship that image? We have yet to see what God will send upon the earth from above, friends, from the heavens. These will be the things mankind did not create himself. Today, our scientific and technological achievements are turning on us, unleashed, terrible. You know, we don't place enough emphasis upon the curses that have befallen us either, these curses which were conceived in our own minds and hearts as mankind came into his own awareness of its godlike powers. Well, the problem is, God never ordained man to be able to undo the beasts he has created. These beasts are now free to turn and rend man, and they're doing a good job. Funny how that works. And prepping is your only remedy, huh? Plastic, duct tape, guns, ammo, and GMO foods, huh? The majority of preppers will never see one day munching on a power bar or filtering their water. They'll be lucky to get out of the driveway. Take that to the bank. If it hasn't closed, that is. And we know we are of God and the whole world lieth in wickedness. 1 John 5:19. Used by the proud, just like John 3:16. It has a specific meaning for the body of Christ, those that don't boast and look down their noses at everyone. But hey, on it goes. Out of control, worse and worse, another dreadful fear and threat every week, another new diabolical twist on an old rope. Nothing new under the sun. And wouldn't the proverbial Goshen refuge, or, you know, which I've called your father, R, God, refuge, capital R. Wouldn't that sound comforting and secure? It is if you're one of his called out. That is precisely where you reside, with his blood on the lintel and doorposts of your temple. And I might add, as secure as Lot was in Sodom, folks, But that's not enough for some of you, is it? You, his true elect, do study to show yourselves approved of your God. You study your God, his attributes, his love and mercy, the end of the Lord. You study your God in the confines of your one-on-one relationship with him. You mean everything to your jealous father, and he's jealous for you. Does he mean that much to you? He wants your eyes on him, not the world, James 4:4. And you can only serve one master, so take your pick. And you better hurry, and you better stick to it. Come all the seals and trumpets and bowls of judgment, remember that you as a human being may never see him coming in the clouds. Your soul could be required of you at this very moment. Are you ready now? Are you ready to loosen your grip on this illusion called reality? Are you so willing to soil your blood-bought garments to be learned in the ways of demons? Have you chosen to fear God alone and not those who will die? If so, your way is indeed narrow. I urge those with ears that hear to get your shields of faith up. You are not reeds in the wind. You are alone on your own narrow way with your risen Christ, full of the hope of salvation in the end. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. And you stand. Thanks to Christ, you can ask and receive from God the Father when he be willing to impart knowledge or wisdom to you as you grow in grace. It's a process, so patience, don't rush it. Endure, finish the race. And he or she that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Words of Jesus Christ himself. Don't know what church been preaching to you, but in the end, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, and yeah, for us individuals, for us as a planet under judgment and prophecy, it ain't over until it's over. And that has everything to do, especially with the individual in Christ, and not the state of affairs of this world. May the grace and the peace of Jesus Christ be with you.